Okay, well, we got a really good group here today. And, you know, I usually start off these by asking if there's any special day in the past or any special day coming up in the next week. And I got to thinking about how we keep track of days. And I brought a little example. Do you know what this is? It's a calendar. This is a calendar for the month of November. And usually, you know, if we're trying to keep track of days, things that are coming up, we like to write them down someplace. And calendars are a great place to do that. And on this one, oh, it's almost full. I've got lots of birthdays. I got my granddaughter's birthday. Oops, wow, today's my son's birthday. you ought to look at the calendars every once in a while. And we got an admin council meeting today, and my grandson's birthday is this week. We got Thanksgiving coming up this month, and oh, we've got the first Sunday of admin coming up, and oh, Disney World down there, FSU homecoming. Oh, there's just so many days, and kind of, you know, you lose track of them if you don't put them down someplace. I suppose you all have things on your calendars or in your mental calendars where you try and keep track of them. I know Christmas Day is coming up next month, and I think that's probably, well, you don't have to have that on your calendar. You remember that anyway, right? I do. So there are certain days that just come up all the time, and we don't have any trouble remembering them. But there are some days that we know are coming up, and we don't know when they're going to happen. You know, like, let's see, you know, we're old Christians down there. Now, you'll be starting school sometime soon, and that's a pretty important day. It may not be on a calendar any place, but, oh, no. But you know it's coming up, and you're going to be getting ready for it. And you're going to school?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Now, a lot of the others are already in school and have been for several years, and you're looking forward, or you know there's a day up there when all of your formal schooling is going to be over with, and you know it's there, and it's coming up, but you can't put it on a calendar right now. It's just kind of in your mind, and you're getting ready for it. You know that all the days that you're spending in school today are getting you ready for that day that's coming up. You don't know when it is, but for that day that's coming up, when you will have that all behind you and you will have the rest of your life ahead of you, and then you'll be starting to look forward to having a family of your own, maybe getting a job, other all kinds of, maybe the other way around, I don't know. But but there are a lot of things ahead that you know are coming, and you're maybe looking forward to it with anticipation, but you just don't know when it is. But you know you've got to do some things to get ready. Okay. You understand? Yeah, that happens in everybody's life. Well, what I was going to tell you about was a time when Jesus was meeting with his disciples, and he was telling them a lot of things, and he was getting ready to tell them, or he's been trying to tell them, that he's going to be leaving them. And he tries to tell them that he's going to die. He tries to let them know that he's going to come back. He's going to be resurrected. But then he says he's going to be going away again. And they're kind of upset about that or unhappy because they've spent several years with Jesus. They've really enjoyed being with him. They learning the things that he's telling them. I mean, they're getting prepared, but they're not ready for him to leave. But he tells them, he says, please understand that if I leave you and you can't come with me now, they asked about that. No, you can't come with me now. If I leave you, then I'm going to come back. And when I come back, I'm going to gather you all with me. And I will take you to a place that I prepared for you. And so, they had put before them a date which they're going to be looking forward to, the day that Jesus is coming back. With great intent, but they have no idea when it's going to happen. They asked Jesus. Jesus said, I can't tell you. He said, I don't know. But he says, I will be back. Now, the thing is that we have that same promise. We know that Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to come back for us. We don't know when it is, but we know that we need to get ready for that time. And that's part of just living your life is all getting ready for that time. but also living in certain ways, living in ways that show that you understand Jesus and His promises and what He's done for you, and that you know what He expects of us, and we're going to try and do what He expects of us so that when He comes back, we'll be prepared for going with Him. Okay? So what I want you to remember and think about is, yeah, I've got a lot of preparation to do for a lot of things that are coming up. I've got to get ready for graduation. I've got to get ready for that first job. I've got to get ready for the life that I've got ahead of me. But you also are looking forward to getting ready for the time that Jesus will come back and be with us all the same way He was there with the apostles. So I guess what I want you to remember is there's a great day coming. The great day coming, and Miss Karen is going to help us to get ready for that day.
Would you join hands, please, with the person next to you? Let's join hands for prayer. Loving Savior, we're so thankful for these boys and girls that are in Your house today. Help us, Lord, that they would have open and receptive hearts and minds to Your Word. Father, may Your presence be real to them. Go with them, protect them, lead them, and guide them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.